Brandon Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe. In this world filled with serious news reports and people doing stupid things, we say every little thing is gonna be alright. Yeah. Here's another story from a member of Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe.
All right, this morning inside the Good Vibe Tribe, something really, really special. We have Polly's Push today. Hey, Polly, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing very well. So if you don't know, this is the fourth time Polly has done this. He left on Sunday in honor of the memory of the heroes of American Flight 11, the first aircraft to be hijacked on September 11th back in 2001. He departed from the Public Garden 9/11 Memorial at 10 a.m. and he's been pushing ever since. He hopes to get 210 miles to the National 9/11 Memorial Museum Ground Zero in New York. Where are you now, Polly?
I believe I'm in Douglas, getting ready to go into the woods. There's an old railroad trail that I go on to. I got like 40 miles in there, but I do sections of it at a time. But when I come out, I'll come out into Connecticut.
How many miles have you pushed the cart already?
I would say probably 40 miles, maybe 50 miles. I'm not sure, to be honest. If my guys keep track of that, I just push the cart, really. I try not to think of that. I mean, there's a lot of commotion that goes on with the people out here. I shouldn't say commotion. It's really the interaction with the public is just amazing. So fire departments and police departments have been so fortunate to escort me.
Why was this so important to you? Why 4 years ago did you decide to do this, pushing your flight attendant cart many, many miles?
Well, I didn't think of it 4 years ago. I thought of it exactly 1 year after 9/11. I was still flying, and I was on an airplane, and I looked at I was angry that they didn't get the recognition I felt they deserved. I know that their hometowns had ceremonies, but in the reality of what these people were able to accomplish under those conditions is what you call a true American hero in my eyes. They weren't trained to fight terrorism, but at 8 o'clock in the morning, they had to snap into a mode that none of us could have ever even imagined. So I looked at the beverage cart on that airplane, and I said, I know how I'll get them recognized. And I told myself I'd push the cart from gate C-19, where flight 175 left that morning, and I'll push it on the street to Ground Zero. I needed to draw enough attention that nationally it would be seen, because these crew members' families lived all over the country. And my goal was really to make sure every relative of these crew members heard it from all of us, and that we recognize the heroics of these guys. So, getting emotional, I'm thinking about it. I didn't know that the key to it was this beverage cart. So it's turned into so much more. I had no intention of doing it more than once, but as you might know, after the 20th anniversary, the first time I did it, it got really worldwide attention. And when I came home, I thought that was it, and I was comfortable with what I accomplished. And a gentleman donated a mobile home and said, keep doing what you're doing. And it was just another sign. I said, okay, then I'm going to do each aircraft. So that's what I've done. I finished a long one last year from Newark to Shanksville. That took me a month over four mountains. And I'm not an athlete. Trust me, I'm not. It's a mental thing. I'm still amazed that I even pushed it last year that far. But when an athlete talks about being in the zone, that's how I feel. I mean, this thing will get to Ground Zero once again this year because it has to. And I just push it. Everybody else does it for me. You guys do it for me. The public does it for me. When they share the story, I know it reaches these crew members' families. It's the only way I can do it.
What's it like in the communities that you push through? Do they come out and embrace you? What's it like for you to go through these communities as you're pushing?
It's unbelievable. I mean, every generation's out here. The kids with signs holding Go Polly. I know the parents are helping them make these signs. It's just, I'm amazed at what happens. Some of these vets, a gentleman came out, he lost his son in Afghanistan. And, you know, I was hugging him yesterday. And what has happened is, it seems like after 9/11, we all remember after 9/11 that we all came together. That's exactly what's happening out here on the street. I wish everybody could experience what's happening. My guys, they're amazed at the interaction with the public and the fire departments and the police departments and the honks and all the horns and all the neighbors talking to each other. They haven't talked to each other in years. And there's so much that's come out of this thing. I could never have dreamed it.
Well, if you want to follow Pauly in his walk and his push, you can go to paulyspush.com, or you can follow him on Instagram at paulyspush. I'm looking at the pictures of all of the people coming out, give you hugs and being there for you. And you can support, you can donate, and to keep the memory of these great heroes alive. Pauly, we just wish you the best. We keep blisters off your feet and hope that you have an easy walk.
Well, anything I have on the street is easy because I have options out here.
Yeah.
Your school members didn't have any options that day. So
yes, sir.
That's what I keep in my mind all the time.
Well, so. Thank you so much. And we hope to talk to you when you wrap it all up.
Oh, I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
All right,
no,
buddy.
Thank you.
Best of luck. So we talked to Pauly yesterday because he don't get up this early.
Sure.
And he, indeed, I'm looking at his website. He has made it into Connecticut. So that's where he is now. Again, paulyspush.com if you want to check that
just
out.
Just an incredible thing he's doing.
Really, really cool. And he's got pictures along the way that you can see where he is. So if you want to come out and cheer him on, maybe if you're heading that away this weekend or something like that. So if you'd like to be a part of the Good Vibe Tribe, obviously we would love to have you. Just drop us an email, morningshow@mix1041.com.
If you know someone who should be celebrated in Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe, call or text us now. 617-931-1234. Keep up the good vibes there, Boston.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.